Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is July 29, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Hyperpay offers STC pay to merchants in Saudi Arabia. Nubank raises $400 million MLN in funding round led by TCV. Precise integrated in biometric smart card to receive MasterCard certificate. Sydney commuters to use credit cards to pay for bus rides. Conti obtains Lithuanian e-money license. Suburbank clients get personalized ATMs. ACI Worldwide readies European payments businesses for SCA. Wirecard enables payment solution for EMAG customers. Copper Street Capital selects Line Data Global Hedge. Fiserv completes combination with First Data. Bitstamp to provide GBP transfers through partnership with BCB Group. ACI Worldwide opens SCA Toolbox. Starling to provide SumUp merchants with access to faster settlement. Stashaway raises $12 million in Series B funding. Now let's get started. Hyperpay offers STC pay to merchants in Saudi Arabia. Hyperpay has signed an agreement with STC Pay, which has become available to all Hyperpay's merchants in Saudi Arabia. The integration of STC Pay allows more options for merchants to accept payments from customers who own an STC Pay wallet. The wallet can be activated on merchants' websites, allowing them to accept and manage payments. Launched in 2014, Hyperpay offers a wide range of online payment processing solutions in the MENA region, backed by platforms. STC Pay enables users to manage their finances anytime, from anywhere. It enables sending, receiving, and managing money directly through a mobile app. Nubank raises $400 million MLN in funding round led by TCV. Latin American fintech Nubank has raised $400 million in its Series F investment round led by US-based growth equity company TCV. Other investors include Tencent, DST Global, Sequoia Capital, Dragoner, Ribbit Capital and Thrive Capital. The Brazilian fintech's portfolio has expanded to include personal loans as well as a digital account with debit functions for consumers and SMEs. Recently, the bank expanded its operations across Mexico and Argentina. Precise integrated in biometric smart card to receive MasterCard certificate. Through its partnership with NXP, Precise Biomatch Card has integrated in the first biometric product, a secure processing module for smart cards, to receive MasterCard CAST certificate. Obtained the CAST certificate signifies that the module fulfills all of MasterCard's security requirements and that everyone involved in payments can be confident working with the module, when integrated in a biometric smart card. Precise's algorithm facilitates the module's performance in terms of speed, power, and accuracy. As such, the secure processing module can be easily integrated in biometric payment cards, thus enabling convenient and secure contactless payments. The CAST certification marks the step to release the biometric smart card module. Precise is expecting modest initial volumes of biometric smart cards to be delivered at the end of 2019. Sydney commuters to use credit cards to pay for bus rides. New South Wales NSW government has announced that commuters will be able to tap on and off Sydney's buses using their credit cards. Under a further expansion to NSW's Opal card system, contactless transport payments will be rolled out to Opal-enabled buses from August 2019. The move follows the rollout of the technology to the state's trains in November 2018. A credit card will also qualify for the same fare and travel benefits of an adult Opal card on trains, light rail, ferries, and buses once the system is implemented in full. Moreover, off-peak pricing, a transfer discount and the weekly travel reward half-price fares after clocking 8 journeys in a week will be available on all contactless transport payments. Commuters can also use mobile wallets on their smartphones, tablets, and wearable devices to pay for their journey. Conti obtains Lithuanian e-money license. Conti, the leading banking-as-a-service provider and backbone behind many of Europe's leading banking and payments solutions, has been issued an e-money license from the Bank of Lithuania. This development provides Conti with a second passportable European license and ability to deliver its configurable, one-stop-shop solution across the continent, irrespective of the outcomes of Brexit. Conti has a long-standing commitment to the Baltic region, having partnered clients there since 2013 and worked with the Bank of Lithuania for over 2 years. Flavia Alzeta, CEO of Conti, said, "This license provides Conti with the flexibility it seeks to leverage its SEPA capabilities and deliver a compelling, comprehensive banking and payments offering across the continent of Europe. We are delighted to extend our regional footprint through a regulator as rigorous and progressive as the Bank of Lithuania." Sberbank clients get personalized ATMs. Sberbank has personalized the menu of its ATMs. Now, after a client enters their PIN code, they will see a main screen that features the options they have used the most in the past, as well as relevant personal offers from the bank. In particular, the system suggests the amount the client should withdraw based on their past cash withdrawals and even wishes them a happy birthday and offers a present. This new feature is available on 44,000 Sberbank ATMs. By the end of 2019, it will be available on all of the bank's self-service devices that have touchscreens. Sergey Maltsev, Senior Vice President and Head of Sberbank's Sales Network Block. "Our ATMs service thousands of clients every minute. The system adapts to the preferences of each individual client and offers them the most relevant services. This saves our clients time, which they can then spend on what is most important." ACI Worldwide readies European payments businesses for SCA. ACI Worldwide has announced a number of tools and solution updates to ready payment service providers, PSPs, acquirers, issuers, and merchants for SCA and exemptions. Under the new PSD2 regulations, all electronic online transactions in the European Economic Area (EEA) will require strong customer authentication (SCA) designed to tackle card fraud and protect the confidentiality of payment security credentials for consumers when purchasing goods and services online. From 14 September 2019 onward, all European consumers will need to confirm their identity for the majority of their online purchases, using two of the following: something they know, e.g. a password, possess, e.g. a phone, or r, e.g. their fingerprint. Regulators have indicated a potential extension to the September deadline. This new requirement puts the ultimate decision to authorize a transaction with the issuer, which can force additional authentication protocols like 3D Secure 2.0 that would impact customer experience during card-not-present checkout. However, under the new rules, exemptions from SCA are allowed for those that can keep their fraud levels under specified reference fraud rates. This allows payments under certain thresholds to be exempted when transaction risk analysis has been applied. ACI recently launched a merchant guide for PSD2 and strong customer authentication to help PSPs, acquirers, issuers, and merchants navigate the regulations. The guide, which is based on ACI's expertise, provides insights into how these organizations can protect their customers as well as their own businesses. ACI has several additional tools, resources, and solutions, including ACI Proactive Risk Manager and ACI Red Shield. Wirecard enables payment solution for eMAG customers. Wirecard has developed a payment solution for eMAG customers, furthering its work in the field of real-time digital payment solutions in Romania. eMAG is the largest e-tailer in Romania, with annual sales figures of over 1 billion euros, and it has also expanded into new markets such as Bulgaria, Hungary, and Poland. The company operates its own online shop with well-known consumer brands as well as a marketplace for merchants to sell their products. Categories range from electronics and home appliances to toys, fashion, DIY, and furniture. The volume of online sales of goods in Romania increased by 30% to 10 million euros per day, according to calculations compiled by GPEC based on data supplied by major local online retailers. The growth rate was among the highest in Europe for the second year in a row, showing the market's growth potential. Electronics and media is currently the leading product category in Romania, followed by fashion. By 2022, electronics and media is expected to remain the most purchased online category, with an estimated value of US$1.07 billion, according to Statista. Fashion will have an expected worth of US$909.6 million. For these segments, Wirecard has developed a special solution for eMAG customers. Leveraging Wirecard's digital financial commerce platform, eMAG is able to ensure immediate refunds with its instant money back offer, based on MasterCard Money Send and Visa Direct services. The solution is the first of its kind in Europe and applies to all purchases, regardless of sales channel, thus driving unified commerce. Copper Street Capital selects Line Data Global Hedge. Line Data, Euronext Paris, LIN, a global provider of lending and leasing, and asset management technology, data and services, announced that Copper Street Capital LLP, a leading UK-based global alternative investment firm, selected Line Data's comprehensive portfolio management and compliance solution, Line Data Global Hedge. Implementing Line Data's solution empowers Copper Street to capitalize on new business opportunities, through access to real-time data, optimized operations and strategic oversight of its investment process. Flexible technology and a vendor partner who understands your business is more critical than ever as global alternative managers face down the trifecta of demands for performance, transparency and cost management. Copper Street chose Line Data after a rigorous review and will benefit from enhanced oversight, scalability and workflow automation across a range of requirements, including real-time P&L and exposure, fund administrator reconciliation and robust compliance. Copper Street Capital drives superior returns for its investors utilizing event-driven strategies in the global developed financial service sector. Funds can be invested cross-asset class in both equities and fixed income instruments, with an ability to be both long and short. Line Data's comprehensive portfolio management capabilities position us to deliver, with more agile and efficient data and technology operations, noted Kevin McCormick, head of middle office at Copper Street. Equally important to us, the Line Data team provides excellent support because they truly understand the demands of our business. To enable critical decision-making, investment managers need access to real-time data and streamlined investment processes, said Aldric Dupe, head of Line Data Asset Management for Europe. Line Data's portfolio management platform allows leading managers, like Copper Street, to fully utilize our latest technology and data capabilities for an optimized investment environment and timely insights that help ensure high-quality investment results and satisfied clients. Fiserv completes combination with First Data. Fiserv, Inc., NASDAQ, FISV, a leading global provider of financial services technology solutions, today announced that it has completed its acquisition of First Data Corporation. With the transaction complete, Fiserv is one of the world's leading payments and financial technology providers with the ability to deliver unique value to financial institutions, corporate and merchant clients, and consumers. The completion of this transformative combination is a major milestone in the evolution of our companies, said Jeffrey Yabuki, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Fiserv. We have continued to identify ways in which we can deliver differentiated value to clients, associates and shareholders, and are excited to work together on fulfilling the promise of the combination. We are confident that our people are the best in the industry and will push the boundaries of excellence and innovation for the benefit of all of our stakeholders. As a global leader in technology and payments that enables commerce, banking and the safe and secure movement of money, Fiserv has the breadth of capabilities and depth of expertise to deliver unmatched value to clients. As a result of the combination, clients will have access to a more comprehensive set of solutions and innovations, an extensive range of end-to-end capabilities and integrated delivery, which enable differentiated value for their customers. As a newly combined company, we will leverage our technology expertise and integrate our solutions to serve client needs in ways no one else can match, said Frank Bisignano, President and Chief Operating Officer, Fiserv. We are focused on innovating to enable our clients to better serve their customers and end users so they can succeed in a rapidly changing world. As previously announced, First Data shareholders will receive 0.303 of a Fiserv share for each share of First Data common stock they own prior to market open as of July 29, 2019. The all-stock transaction is intended to be tax-free to First Data shareholders. The combined company will carry the Fiserv brand and will continue to trade on the NASDAQ Global Select Market under the ticker symbol FISV. As of July 29, 2019, First Data common stock is no longer listed for trading on the New York Stock Exchange. Bitstamp to provide GBP transfers through partnership with BCB Group. Bitstamp, Europe's largest cryptocurrency exchange, and BCB Group, one of the world's leading global digital asset prime brokers, today announced a new partnership that will enable investors from the UK to transfer GBP directly to and from their Bitstamp accounts. Through this partnership, Bitstamp will be able to support deposits and withdrawals directly in GBP, providing increased efficiency and reduced costs for clients. The new GBP service will be available to Bitstamp's customers by the end of the year. Oliver von Landsberg-Sadie, founder and CEO of BCB Group, said, "We are delighted to be partnering with Bitstamp to create an efficient transaction experience for UK investors wishing to deposit and withdraw funds in GBP. We value this partnership not only because it enables UK clients to transact with Bitstamp onshore, rather than having to send funds offshore, but also because it furthers our mission to provide seamless prime services infrastructure covering compliance, trade execution and settlement and custody for clients wishing to access cryptocurrencies. BCB Group's range of solutions has been developed to cater to the needs of exchanges, institutions and high net worth clients seeking OTC best execution for their own accounts and who wish to offer cryptocurrency products and services to their own clients. Bitstamp, which is the world's longest standing crypto exchange and widely regarded as a pioneer in the industry, has placed an emphasis on reliable and secure service ever since it opened its doors in 2011. This is a great fit," said Nejc Codrey, Bitstamp CEO. "One of our points of emphasis is providing robust payment rails to our global customer base. We're excited to have BCB Group provide an additional boost to our efforts on that front." Bitstamp, which will soon be celebrating 8 years of continuous operations, has had a busy year so far, launching a new mobile app and webpage redesign, reaching a number of new partnerships and ramping up the exchange's presence in the US by obtaining a BitLicense and making strategic hires. ACI Worldwide opens SCA Toolbox. ACI Worldwide, NASDAQ, ACIW, a leading global provider of real-time electronic payment and banking solutions, today announced a number of tools and solution updates to ready payment service providers, PSPs, acquirers, issuers and merchants for strong customer authentication, SCA, and exemptions. Under the new PSD2 regulations, all electronic online transactions in the European Economic Area (EEA) will require SCA, designed to tackle card fraud and protect the confidentiality of payment security credentials for consumers when purchasing goods and services online. From September 14, 2019 onward, all European consumers will need to confirm their identity for the majority of their online purchases, using two of the following: something they know, e.g., a password, possess, e.g., a phone, or r, e.g., their fingerprint. Regulators have indicated a potential extension to the September deadline. This new requirement puts the ultimate decision to authorize a transaction with the issuer, which can force additional authentication protocols, like 3D Secure 2.0 that would impact customer experience during card-not-present checkout. However, under the new rules, exemptions from SCA are allowed for those that can keep their fraud levels under specified reference fraud rates. This allows payments under certain thresholds to be exempted when transaction risk analysis has been applied. The new SCA mandate has major implications for acquirers and merchants, and with the original deadline for the new rules quickly approaching, many are scrambling to manage and stay ahead of SCA, said Benny Tadell, Vice President, Merchant Solutions, ACI Worldwide. To align with customer demand for fast and frictionless transacting, acquirers and issuers must be able to apply exemptions where possible. ACI's solutions give all participants in the payments ecosystem a competitive advantage. ACI recently launched a merchant guide for PSD2 and strong customer authentication to help PSPs, acquirers, issuers, and merchants navigate the regulations. The guide, which is based on ACI's extensive expertise, provides insights into how these organizations can protect their customers as well as their own reputations and businesses. ACI has several additional tools, resources and solutions including ACI Proactive Risk Manager. In order to comply with PSD2 and strengthen fraud protection, many financial institutions utilize the latest version of ACI's Proactive Risk Manager, which offers real-time prevention and detection capabilities. Proactive Risk Manager can integrate with issuers' access control servers and PSPs and acquirers' payment gateways to deliver SCA and exemptions in real time. Centralizing authentication and authorization messages results in a best-in-class solution along with the ability to create bespoke AI adaptive machine learning tactical models for TRA scoring. ACI Red Shield. To qualify for SCA exemptions, merchants and the PSPs that support them need to maintain low fraud rates. ACI Red Shield is a powerful real-time, multi-layered fraud prevention solution that provides the means to address and minimize risk in the authentication process, while at the same time protect merchants' genuine customers, enhance brand reputation and maximize conversion. Red Shield includes machine learning, positive, negative behavior profiling and consortium data from tens of thousands of global merchants and financial institutions, as well as rule strategies that can be flexed in real time in a simple tool. Starling to provide SumUp merchants with access to faster settlement. Starling Bank has partnered with SumUp, Europe's leading mobile point-of-sale company, to provide small merchants with access to faster settlements. With its card terminals relied upon by over 1.5 million users globally, SumUp is helping small business merchants by delivering access to affordable and easy-to-use payment devices. Their terminals can be used with an accompanying app and, crucially, without an app, via their standalone 3G reader solution which comes with an integrated free data card. Starling's banking services business provides fintechs, such as SumUp, with access to key payment schemes and a full bank offering all through a simple API. While SumUp enables merchants to accept card payments in seconds with just an easy-to-use device in hand, traditional banking providers and existing card rails means the process of settlement for small businesses currently requires a waiting time of 2 to 4 days for payments to clear through. By using Starling Banking Services, SumUp can now ensure their UK merchants will soon receive payments on the next business day and do not need to wait days to see the money their customers have paid them for their products and services. Starling's Banking Services does this by allowing SumUp's merchants to benefit from real-time access to faster payments, simple integration with Starling's secure and PSD2 compliant APIs, full bank-grade accounts with a set of unique virtual accounts. Starling's banking services continues to grow with this new partnership, serving disruptive and innovative payments businesses across the fintech ecosystem. Existing clients include the Department for Work and Pensions, the savings and investment marketplace Raisin UK and Fintech's Currency Cloud, Pocket, Pelican Pay and Vitesse. Helen Bearden, head of banking at Starling Bank, said, "Small businesses are the lifeblood of an innovative and entrepreneurial ecosystem, so making sure they can receive the rewards of their hard work is incredibly important. Our partnership with SumUp means that whether a small merchant is serving coffee or cutting hair, we are helping to ensure they get paid as quickly as possible so they can get on with growing their businesses." Dmitry Gugunova, VP Banking and Acquiring at SumUp, said, "We always look for new ways to improve the services we offer our 1.5 million merchants worldwide on a journey of empowering them to succeed while doing what they love. Quicker payouts is an important step which we were able to take through our partnership with Starling Bank." Starling was the first challenger bank to be a direct member of the Faster Payments service and the only banking provider of real-time access to Faster Payments through APIs in the transaction banking world. Starling's pioneering banking services platform enables businesses, including payment service providers, retailers, corporations, and fintechs, to develop and scale new products and to move money in seconds. Through their simple APIs, this can be done quickly and efficiently without the need for long development lead times and complex legal arrangements. Starling customers can pick and choose individual components or product features to revolutionize how they make payments and innovate new products for their customers. Stashaway raises $12 million in Series B funding. Stashaway, a robo-advisor for both retail and accredited investors, has completed a $12 million SGD $16.4 million Series B round led by Eight Roads Ventures, the proprietary investment arm of Fidelity International. Asia Capital and Advisors, the private equity firm led by Francis Rosario and Aaron Rosario, also participated. Stashaway is a digital wealth management platform that delivers automated, personalized portfolio management to each client's individual portfolios. Its risk management investment strategy, ERAA, economic regime-based asset allocation, is designed to maximize clients' long-term returns while keeping each individual customer's specific risk exposure constant through changing economic cycles. Tens of thousands of people of 125 nationalities and living in 77 countries have opened an account and used the platform since Stashaway first launched in Singapore in July 2017. Since its Series A fundraising round in March 2018, Stashaway entered its second country, Malaysia, and became the first and only robo-advisor in Singapore to accept the country's Supplementary Retirement Scheme Fund for investments. The company also introduced its own financial education programming, Stashaway Academy, for investing beginners to experts, and everyone in between. Michelle Ferrario, co-founder and CEO of Stashaway, says, "The financial backing from Eight Roads Ventures, one of the earliest investors in Alibaba, alongside the continued support of Asia Capital and Advisors, will accelerate our investment product development for our clients in Singapore and Malaysia, while also supporting market expansion throughout the APAC region and doubling down on financial education content development and distribution." Raj Duggar, managing partner Asia at Eight Roads Ventures, commented, "The disjointed Southeast Asian wealth management landscape offers great potential to low-cost digital investment managers. Stashaway is a regional pioneer in this sector, and we are impressed by the management team's vision and execution. Their transparent pricing, robust investment methodology, and ease of use make for a compelling customer proposition. We look forward to supporting Stashaway as it continues to improve the way individuals throughout the region manage their money and build wealth." Raj Duggar will join the board of directors, bringing over 15 years of leadership experience, including tenures at both the Carlyle Group and Goldman Sachs. Asia Capital and Advisors also participated in Stashaway's fundraising for the third consecutive round. Since launch, Stashaway has proven not only to be at the forefront of advancing the investment experience, but has also shown, especially over the past year of significant market volatility, the resilience of the investment strategy and the team in dealing with market ups and downs, said Francis Rosario, who was previously the CEO and executive director of Fullerton Financial Holdings, a subsidiary of Temasek Holdings. Stashaway has emerged as a market leader for low-cost, sophisticated, institutional-level investing for retail and accredited investors alike. This has only served to further increase my confidence that the business can continue this trend in additional underserved markets in the region. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.